It's time to scour the state's gyms for a look at the Varsity Hoops Big Game of the Week.
You know, what's interesting with these regionals is that the setting for each one of these games is in the region, hence the name regionals, of the higher-seeded team. But what's unfortunate is some of these teams, for example, Bellevue Christian, who gets their game, quote-unquote, at home at Bellevue College, a de facto home game for Bellevue Christian, they're facing a team that just took a nice quick jaunt across Lake Washington and, you know, 20-minute drive, no traffic, get on over there, no problem. Whereas some of these teams actually get serious home court advantages where their opponents are traveling 6-7 hours to get to the game, for, you know, from Eastern Washington all the way over here, or from, you know, Southwest Washington all the way up to the Canadian border. And so Bellevue Christian did have the home game, but not the home field, home court advantage, really.
Not at all. I mean, it's funny how that works out that way sometimes, but we got a couple local teams over there at Bellevue College tonight in the first of two matchups. It was kind of an interesting game overall. Kings jumped out to a 10-2 lead in the first quarter, and then Bellevue Christian completely flipped the script in the second quarter, and they went on a 10-2 run. So we were tied a dozen apiece at halftime, and it was like the teams just completely played the other style of play. I mean, it went from, you know, Kings getting all the rebounds on the offensive end, and they were hustling to everything and coming up with the loose balls. And then the quarter hits, and then it just completely shifts the other way. And in fact, I was actually in Bellevue's backcourt the entire first quarter, and it seemed like the play was on the other side of the court the entire quarter. I was like, are they gonna come this way any one of these times?
So it's like a football game more than a basketball game.
Absolutely. And then so once we get into the second half, Bellevue Christian just keeps that momentum going. But it kind of got halted when they got teed up. I wasn't sure what the call was, but Kings was able to kind of get a bunch of free throws and get things close again. And then down the stretch, Daly Hansen for Kings, she just really stepped up. I mean, she was the heartbeat of that team. You know, she was on the floor probably more than she was on her feet, you know, just diving for loose balls and, you know, taking charges and doing the whole thing. And, you know, they just made the plays they needed to down the stretch, and they came away with a low-scoring 34-30 matchup. It was interesting that there was a shot that could have tied it up in the final seconds from Bellevue Christian, but it did the whole thing where it lodged in the rim in the backboard.
Yep.
And that was kind of all she wrote. So Kings moves on. And I actually talked to the head coach, Coach Taylor of Kings, and he was just talking about kind of the challenges of defending a state title. And this is what he had to say.
Fear of failure, you know, and I just reminded him that we don't define ourselves by our wins and losses. We define ourselves by the way we play, and, you know, and honestly, we might not win, you know, and if we don't win, then you shouldn't be discouraged about it.
Well, they certainly won tonight, though, by a final score of 34-30. They are the defending 1A state champions. They've only lost one game this year to a 1A team, and that was to top-ranked Linden Christian. And but congratulations to Kings for the victory, 34-30. Do we have Daly Hansen's numbers? I know it was a low-scoring game, so maybe weren't that impressive, but she was the leading
scorer of the game. She had a dozen points.
Okay.
So, but, I mean, just big impact overall. I mean, the most evident player in the game. I mean, you just noticed her everywhere.
And, well, when you think about it, that's 35% of the team's points.
Definitely.
there was
almost a critical error in this game, too. She was dribbling the ball up the court, and with one hand she was dribbling, the other hand she pulled off her headband, and as she was doing that, it kind of lost her concentration, and when she dribbled, it bounced off her foot and went out of bounds, and this was a crucial possession down the stretch, and that was actually what led to that shot that could have tied things up.
Wow.
But they escaped, so, you know, Kings moves on, and as can defend their state title once again.
So the Kings girls win tonight. That was a 6 o'clock start at Bellevue College. They beat Bellevue Christian. So the quote-unquote road team gets the win over Bellevue Christian there. And then you were able to watch another girls game tonight. The big schools, the 4A girls tonight, Bothell and Curtis. You got a Bothell team that is always tough up north, and Curtis, you know, did great in the SPSL South. I mean, they were undefeated in the SPSL South at 12-0. They got outside the division, though, and they lost quite a few games. They finished up at 19-7. They are unranked on the year. Meanwhile, Bothell at 22-1, riding an 11-game winning streak coming into this one. That one at Bellevue College as well. How did it go between the Cougs and the Vikes tonight?
Very exciting game. Very just hectic off the in the first half. A lot of running up and down the floor. A little bit of sloppy play mixed in there. Turnovers on both sides. You know, you're watching the game and you think, oh, it's just, you know, probably a 1-2 possession game. But Bothell just continued to kind of chip away and kind of gradually grow their lead. And at the half, they were up by 10 points. And, you know, it just continued to grow throughout the game. In the third quarter, they reached a nearly 20-point lead. And although kind of what you expect in playoff basketball, the other team's going to make a run, yep. And Curtis was able to do just that. They brought it within a half dozen points in the last few minutes, but it just wasn't enough as Bothell escaped with a 45-37 lead win overall. And, you know, really the difference in this game was Bothell just did the little things right, you know. Curtis was making the tough pass. They were making the tough shots, and they weren't falling. They weren't having success. Bothell, they were just, you know, doing fundamental basketball, you know, had a little bit of sleight of hand, you know, some head fakes, just stuff like that, that really just gave you like an idea that there was a clear separation and that Bothell just was the better team tonight. And, you know, that 23-1 record now really kind of proves it overall.
So Bothell with the win, 45-37. Bothell will head to the Tacoma Dome next Thursday, March the 3rd. They will play either at 9, 10:30, 12:15, or 2 o'clock. And those girls' games are in the morning at the Tacoma Dome.
The big-time performer in this one, no doubt, was Taya Corisdale. She had 17 points. And the real like exclamation point for her in this game was at the end of the first quarter with, you know, 10 seconds left, she had a block. The other team inbounds it. She steals it, runs down the floor, and makes a three at the first quarter buzzer. So, in, you know, the sequence of 30 seconds, a block, a steal, and a three-pointer mm-hmm. at a buzzer. I mean, that was kind of a big move for her in this game, and she was definitely the focal point for the Bothell Cougars in this one.
Before I let you go, Steve, and we go to our trip around the state, there are a couple games that I want to talk about in the 4A and the 3A boys of teams that I know that you've seen. I mean, I'm assume that you've seen I'm going to try to pick games where I think you've seen both teams. I think I know which teams you've seen and which you haven't. I'm really intrigued by 9th-ranked Cleveland and 5th-ranked Peninsula tomorrow at Mount Tahoma High School. That to me, is a toss-up basketball game.
Yeah, when I first saw the bracket, that was the 3A matchup that really stood out to me because, you know, Cleveland, they're capable of hanging with some of the best teams, but I've seen them play not up to their potential as well. I mean, the two times that I've seen them this year, it's complete polar opposites. There was the game in the King Classic where they beat O'Day by double digits in front of a huge crowd, and they looked really good. And then I saw them a few weeks later at Blanchette. They won the game, but they looked real sloppy. And then we know about Peninsula. You know, they have a lot of length, a lot of talent. But, you know, they, as you talked with Thomas Ostrander, you know, there was a few games this season where Peninsula didn't show up, and it really cost them at critical times. So this is going to be an exciting one. It's a toss-up for sure.
And then the one game in the 4A that really intrigues me, you've got 10th-ranked Kentwood coming in at 19-6, and then against a team that really upstart this year that we've talked about frequently on the show, and that's 4th-ranked Cascade. That should be a great one up at Everett Community College.
Definitely. I like Kentwood a lot. I've seen them probably 3 or 4 times this season. Darius Lubom is a tricky lefty. You know, he's just a good finisher. I mean, he's not the craziest athlete. You know, he's not jumping out of the gym, but he knows how to finish. He reminds me of a lot of like James Harden. You know, he just has mm-hmm. a nose for the basket. And then as we saw Isaiah Gotell up there for Cascade, I mean, he's a prolific scorer as well. He's big. And, you know, the one game that I saw, it was when he hit a buzzer beater when he had over 40 points in the game. So, you know, that's going to be a hard matchup for the Conquerors. But like you said, it's going to another exciting game that, you know, who knows who's going to pull away on that one.
And you'll have a lot of photos, videos up on thefinalscore.tv, I'm assuming.
Definitely.
And how about when the brackets come out, are we going to see a Steve Dion bracket prediction this week? Are we going to see? Are you going to fill them out for us?
I think that's a must that we're going like to have to that. Do in this next week here. I'm going to have go to my bracketology, my room with all my posters and stuff to figure it all out.
Very good, very good. Well, thanks. We appreciate your work all season long. You've been great, and we'll see you down next week at the old woodshed. All
Will
right?
do. Thanks,
all
Dave.
Right.